Welcome to the Richview Church Podcast. We want to journey with you in your next steps with Jesus. Ready? Let's go.
Good morning. Morning. I wanted to thank all of you, the body here at Richview, the staff here at Richview, for the impact you guys have had on me, the journey that it has been. And so today we are talking about depending on God, leaning on the Lord, and looking at the story of Samson. And before we do that, I just wanted to ask a question. What is the greatest achievement one can pursue? What is the greatest achievement one can pursue? Is it the Stanley Cup? Is it a family? Is it riches? Is it fame? What is the greatest achievement one can pursue? Well, if there is a God, then there is nothing worth more than answering the call that he has given us. There is nothing worth more than pursuing our God. And so today, as we look at what it means to live out our calling, and as we depend on the Lord, we are looking at a story from the book of Judges, Samson. And I'm going to try to give a quick summary, a bit of a refresher to what happens in the story of Samson. He's born a Nazarite. What does it mean to be a Nazarite? It means he's set apart. He is born with a divine purpose to deliver God's people, to defeat the Philistines. And we see that the angel of the Lord comes to him and tells him not to cut his hair, tells his mom not to cut his hair. And why is this? What is it about his hair? Well, in ancient times, this represented beauty, and we can get a bit of visual lave of what this beauty might have been. And so we see that this is Samson before he cuts his hair, right? A gorgeous man, right? And then we see, and then maybe we get a visual aid of what a Samson might have looked like after he cut his hair. See, a little, just a man who has lost all of his beauty, right? So, a bit rough. Anyways, so Samson, right, with his hair, it was a sign of his oath to God, right? It was a sign of his beauty. And Samson, he encounters three women in his life, right? The first one is a young Philistine woman, and it's the Bible says that he sees her, right? And this woman, at the wedding, there'd be a riddle, and she would get Samson to reveal the answer, and Samson would have to fight off hundreds of Philistine men. Then the second woman, again, it says that he goes to Gaza, and he sees a prostitute. And as he lays with her, there's men around him waiting to kill him. And again, Samson does an amazing act of strength and moves the city gates. And finally, he sees Delilah, and he falls in love with her. And Delilah gets him to reveal his secret. And the Lord leaves him. He loses his power as they cut his hair. And they take out his eyes, and when he's in the temple, right, he's at the pillars, and with one great blow of strength, the temple comes down with the Philistine and Samson inside. So it's not a great story, but there's a lot we can learn from it. So as we're talking today about depending on the Lord in our calling for our life, there's three areas that I'm going to be talking about, and the first one is in his sight. So there's three areas in his sight, in his own abilities, and in his calling. So the first one is Samson, dependent on himself with his sight. And now what does this mean, right? His sight, his eyes. There's something so spiritual about the eyes in the Bible, right? That the eye affects the whole body. Jesus tells us to take out the log before someone else's speck. There's something so spiritual about the eyes. And in the book of Judges, very much so, we see that the Israelites did what was right in their own eyes. And this is what gets Samson into trouble. We see, like as I summarized already, that he sees his first wife, the young Philistine, right? He sees the prostitute in Gaza, and he sees Delilah, and Delilah actually sees everything that's on his, on Samson's heart. So Samson sees the Philistine woman and they see him. And so this is what led to Samson's downfall, as he trusted in his situation. He trusted in what was good. And so as we start off today, we need to ask ourselves, what is leading us? Is it our sight? Is our own view of what is right or wrong? And are we being tempted by our eyes and leading by our eyes, and rather than the sight of the Lord? And the reason why I'm so passionate about the story of Samson is a bit unfortunately, but I feel like I relate to him. And I remember when I first became a Christian, and the Lord just gave me this amazing sense of confidence just to go up to anyone and to tell them about Jesus. But like Samson, I was tempted by my sight, and I did what I thought was kind of right, and I used this gift a bit selfishly. And I used it to talk to women and not so much about Jesus. And so it just reminds me exactly of what Samson is doing here, as he is being, his sights are on the Philistine woman and not the Lord. And he's depending on himself with his sight and understanding. Another point is that Samson is leaning on himself, depending on himself with his abilities. It says that Samson, every time he puts himself in these situations, right? Firstly, with his first wife, what does he do? Well, he has to fight off hundreds of Philistine men, and he does successfully. The second time, with the prostitute in Gaza, right? Men are waiting for him to kill him. What does he do? He just moves the city gates, right? This guy is so strong. And to his own downfall, he just believes that his strength, his abilities are going to get him out of any situation. But what happens here when he's with Delilah, right? He shares a secret, and as they tie him up, right, and cut off his hair, his strength leaves him. The Lord leaves him. And listen to what Samson's reaction here, right? He wakes up and he's tied up and his hair is cut off, and he says, I will go out as before. I will shake myself free. I will go out as before, and I will shake myself free. You see, Samson was dependent on his own abilities, on his own strength. He thought that, oh, just like before, it's going to happen again. And so we need to trust God with our strength, with our abilities. And to Samson, this is not what he does. And then thirdly, we see Samson trusting in himself to complete God's plan. Right? Who was Samson? Well, he was a Nazarite. He was set apart. He was given these great gifts for the divine purposes that God had for him. And in his sight, he went into situations that were not so great. And with his strength, he relied on that to get out of them. And you see, he was so focused on himself and depending on himself and being tempted that he forgot what his calling was. And so what was his calling? To defeat the Philistines. And Samson, in his mighty strength, could have done this whenever, wherever. This is true. He knows that he could have just done this whenever, wherever. But he gets sidetracked. He gets stuck in his own ways. And Samson knows very well that if anyone were to defeat him, it would be himself. And this is unfortunately what happens. Samson defeats himself. And as he's locked up and as he's in the temple on the pillars, he knows that it wasn't the Philistines who won the battle, no, but rather it was himself who lost the war. He lost the spiritual warfare that was going on in his life. So what do we know? We know that Samson, so far in his life, has depended on himself to complete the calling God had for him. He depended on himself with his abilities, right? With his sight and with his calling. And so as he So as he fails, and as the Philistines capture him, and they want him to entertain them, right? They bring him out to the temple. And what's so interesting, right, is we already see a bit of a different Samson here as someone is guiding him to the pillars. So already, he's needing someone to guide him. What's so funny about this is it reminds me of a story a couple years ago at my house. My mom and my brother, they were trying to fix his toy, and so they brought out the crazy glue. And the glue wasn't coming out, you know, they're slapping it. You know, my mom's kind of looking at it like, what's going on? And it explodes in both of their faces. And they're panicking and they don't know what to do, right? And they're left with their eyes super glued shut. And they call my dad, Rob, you got to come home. You got to take us to the hospital. And just like Samson and the servant that leads Samson to the pillar, right? So is my mom and my brother blinded and being led to the car. And so we already see Samson humbled, right? His strength and his abilities are taken away. So he's humble. And someone is leading him. And so as Samson is going to the pillar, something so interesting happens. Never recorded in the book of Judges has this happened so far in the life of Samson. What does he do? What does Samson do? He prays. He prays. Judges 16, if we can get that up there. Judges 16, 28 says, "Then Samson called to the Lord and said, 'O Lord God, please remember me, and please strengthen me only this once. O God, that I may be avenged on the Philistine for my two eyes.'" Take a moment to listen to these words. Please remember me. Please strengthen me that I may. He sounds like a humble servant. He sounds like the man he was always supposed to be. But he got caught up in his own ways. And you remember, what were the three areas that Samson depended on himself for? Right, we just talked about it, right? His sight, his abilities, and his calling. And just in this prayer do we see that, that he's depending on all three. Firstly, with his abilities, he says, "Oh God, please remember me and strengthen me." Samson is now recognizing that it wasn't his gift in the beginning, that it was never his gift. Lord, please remember me. Please strengthen me. I don't see Samson ever saying that before. I don't think I could even ever imagine Samson saying that. But now he is humbled, and he's realizing that his strength comes from the Lord. Then we see, as well, we see him with his calling to defeat the Philistines. He says, "That I may be avenged on the Philistines." This is such a funny moment for me in the story of Samson, because it's almost as though God asks Samson to deliver his people, right? Samson, this is your purpose. This is your calling. Samson, would you do this for me? And Samson now is asking God to complete his purpose. Now he's asking God, could I deliver your people? Why is this? Why is he asking God now to deliver the purpose that God had for him? Well, I think we forget how amazing it is as Christians to live with purpose. How it is what drives us, how it is what gets us up every morning. And Samson here is realizing just how amazing it was to have the Holy Spirit, to have a purpose on his life. Again, this reminds me of a story before I was a Christian, weeks leading up to me giving my life to Christ. And I was at a party, and I was weeping, and I remember accepting for the first time that I needed purpose in my life. I just kept saying over and over again, there has to be more. There has to be more. I was willing to do anything to have purpose, willing to give up my life to live for a purpose. And that's what Samson is doing here right now, that he's willing to do anything to complete the calling that he had on his life. So what's going on right now? Samson is now depending on God with his abilities. He's depending on God with his call, with his calling. And finally, Samson trusts God with his sight and understanding. And we talked about how this is a common theme in the book of Judges, that it's not so much what we see, but how we perceive those things that is a sin, right? Right, whether it's how we become envious or jealous or lust after things or people. But Samson here is very interesting what he says. He says that the Philistines would be avenged for my own two eyes. Samson doesn't have any eyes. What is he asking here? What is he asking here? That they may be avenged for his own two eyes. Well, I think there's two reasons he asked this. I think one, maybe he is being selfish. Maybe he just wants revenge on the Philistines. But as we talked about, something so spiritual about the eyes. And I think one great reason that Samson wants this is he wants to view the situation differently. He doesn't want to look back at his life and say, man, I didn't accomplish nothing. He wants to view the situation differently for his own two eyes. He wants his eyes to be redeemed. While his eyes were the reason and cause of his downfall, well, let my eyes, my sight, right, as they are taken out, let that be the reason that, Lord, I complete my calling as I humble myself. And so again, we see a different Samson, a Samson who was dependent on himself for his sight, his abilities, and his calling. Now we see him depending on the Lord with his abilities, with his calling, and with his sight. And so now we are going to direct it to ourselves. What can we learn from the story of Samson? Well, with our sight, are we allowing our sight to dictate the direction of our lives? Are we allowing our temptation of our eyes to lead us to where we aren't supposed to be? Right? Remember Jesus, he says it is better to take out one's eye than to never go enter the kingdom of heaven. I wonder if he was talking about Samson there. And so are we allowing our sight to cause our downfall? Are we trusting in ourselves? Are we depending on ourselves to the standard of what is good and right, what is good and evil? Or are we trusting in the Lord? Are our sights set on what we want, what we desire, or rather the Lord? And so we are to depend on God with our sight, with our understanding and judgment. Second, with our abilities. What's so interesting about the story of Samson is he fails not because of his weaknesses, but because of his strengths, right? That it is his strength that gets him overconfident and gets him into trouble. And just like Samson, we can be overconfident in our gifts. So much so that we make it our identities and our pursuits rather than living into our purposes that the Lord has for us. And is this not true? Is it not our abilities that can lead us into temptation? We think about some of the most gifted people in the church in history. Have they not fallen the hardest? And so we are to give God our abilities. We are to give God our abilities. And an easy way of knowing whether or not we are giving God our abilities is to ask ourselves, how are we serving God with our gifts? Right? For those viewing online right now, it took gifts and abilities of people to put this on, right? The service today, I'm sure you guys are aware of how much people serve you here in this church at Ridgeview. And so we are to ask ourselves, how are we serving others? How are we using our gifts? Are we like Samson, and are our gifts and strengths for ourselves? Or are we going to be like Christ and serve others? And then lastly, depending on our calling. Just like Samson, we are Nazarites. What is a Nazarite? Someone who is set apart for the purposes of the Lord. We too are Nazarites. What's the difference between us and Samson, though? Is that our purpose is much greater. His purpose was to defeat the Philistines. Our purpose is to share in the eternal salvation of others, to share the gospel to the world, to serve one another, to be set apart and holy, to be right. That's our purpose. And who are we, right? That from, just like Samson, from birth, we have been given, birth or rebirth, we have been given a purpose. We are God's children. Our names are written in the book of life. We are the Lord's anointed. So there is a tremendous calling on our lives to share the gospel, to share Christ, to serve one another, to love people always. And how are we going to enter into that calling, complete that calling? It is to give our sights to God, to give our understanding, our temptation to the Lord. In our abilities and our strengths, we are to give that to God, to serve one another, so that we may complete the calling that the Lord has for us. So may we depend on the Lord for wisdom and strength to complete the calling on our lives. So as we close today, may we understand the gravity of our purpose, of our calling, that there's so much more to our lives than what we desire, that God has given us so much, and in it may we serve others. And so may we depend on the Lord with all of these three things: our sight, our ability, and our calling. All right, let me just close off in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for your word and how you teach us so much through it. Lord, I just ask that as we leave today, may we depend on you to complete the calling you have on our lives. That, Lord, we wouldn't depend on our sight, our understanding, that we wouldn't define what is right and what is wrong, but, Lord, we would lean on you for wisdom. That in our strengths and our gifts, Lord, that we would use them unselfishly, that we would serve one another, that we would understand and fear you, and that it is our gifts, that, Lord, that can cause us to stumble. So, Lord, be with us today. Strengthen us today. Let us depend on you as the good shepherd to complete the calling that you have had on our lives. In your name I pray. Amen.
We hope you were encouraged and challenged in today's podcast. Check us out at richviewchurch.com, Facebook, or Twitter at Richview Toronto. But you know what? We're not an online church, so we hope that you'll come visit our church in person. We'd love to get to know you.